going to get in the program. But first, Holly, it's the joke of the week.
Yes, the joke of the week. I tried my best to make a complete herb garden, but I just couldn't find the time.
There you go.
Ba-dum-bum.
Get a lot. We've had two herb jokes already in the first couple of weeks, but
they're popular.
They're doozies.
Yeah.
The joke of the week is brought to you by Rescue.com.
This week's garden joke is brought to you by Rescue.com. American-made rescue products keep your family, home, and your yard protected from pests like insects, wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, fire ants, and more. Learn more at Rescue.com. That's RescueE.com.
So we were going to start off the program. This topic is derived from a question. Kathy, who listens to us on WJOL 1340 AM out of the Joliet, Illinois area, wrote in as she's a first-time vegetable gardener and listener to our program and was wondering if we could cover some information about starting seeds versus buying starts at the garden center. She's heard that starting seeds can be difficult, and she believes she's in zone 6. She's about 40 miles southwest of Chicago. Also, what variety of lettuce is easy to grow? Thanks so much, and absolutely love the program. Well, we thank you for that, Kathy, and this has spurred us to conversate in this segment about what is better, or is one better than the other, starting seeds or buying them at the garden center, or does it matter?
Well, I think you have to think about, I guess, if you want the, I don't want to say commitment, but it is a commitment to start seeds in a way. Mm-hmm. You could always try it out as well, and you could start small if you wanted to, which I would recommend because you could get a feel for it, or maybe you're just like, this isn't the year for it. But one thing to keep in mind is that you do need a designated spot for about 3 months, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So keep that in mind that you do have to determine that. As far as supplies, you know, potting soil, not terribly expensive depending on how many seeds you start.
If you're going to buy potting soil, don't buy the El Cheapo stuff at the drugstore. Go to your local independent garden center and buy the store brand, not the name brand. You're going to get more quantity for less dollars, and it's going to be just as good. If you're looking for something specific, you want to look for something that has a slow-release fertilizer and possibly a soil moisture capability retention mechanism in it, just so you don't have to water as much.
Right. So then you want to think about seed starting trays. You don't have to get fancy. You can reuse items like sour cream containers, yogurt containers, what have you.
Well, we have used and continue to reuse the Rootmaker grow trays. We've had them for over 10 years now, and they're much more durably manufactured than the cheap ones you get at your garden center. And they're specifically designed to air prune the roots, which means a more fabulous root system is a happier, more productive plant.
Right, but maybe you're like, I'm not sure if I want
True.
To invest in that. Yeah, I want to see how this goes. So you can always get, you know, you can always utilize random plastics you already have on hand, but just make sure you do have some sort of drainage hole situation, or you're very careful about watering. So yeah, just get creative. Like I said, yogurt cups, sour cream containers, cottage cheese seems to be all the rage these days for some reason. Possibly a grow light,
right.
But you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need a light.
Right. So if you have like a south-facing window that gets a lot of light, or a window that faces east or west. We grew without grow lights for a number of years with a west-facing window. We just made sure to rotate the plants. You can also think about what, if you want to give this a go, maybe there's a particular plant you want to try to start versus buy. Maybe there's a certain tomato that you're not sure that the garden center would have, or hot peppers, like extremely hot peppers, something like that. I would not recommend starting your seed starting experience with extremely hot peppers, because peppers can be touchy to, I think, a little bit more challenging.
But if people are what they call pepper heads, and they've always purchased but never grew, they would probably understand the safety requirements that would need to be done when dealing with that. Because it's only in the pepper, the actual harvest itself. It's not like you're touching leaves, and all peppers are the same until they produce that fruit.
Right. And then as far as a benefit to it is that you do have the larger variety, again, of plants to grow. You can pretty much start any seeds you want. That makes sense to start seeds. Don't start, like, root crop B beet seeds or something like that. And then you can plant more than you need. So if you're like, I know that I like these tomatoes or peppers or eggplant, whatever, you can plant a few more just in case. If you go to the garden center and you buy this eggplant and it dies, most of these garden centers don't have like a warranty.
Some places have like on trees and shrubs, but not necessarily on the vegetable starts.
Right. Yeah.
So if you're going to go buy, the biggest con or negative about buying plant starts is the cost. Due to a couple of years ago, I mean, it used to be $4 for one single pepper or tomato or eggplant. Then it was $5. Now it was $6.50. And I would say let's go with $7 or $8 this year. Why not?
I don't think, to me, the biggest negative is the lack of variety.
The lack of variety.
I always feel like this is it.
Well, if they had 35 different varieties of something, maybe the $8 a plant wouldn't be so bad. But right. They've only got five or eight.
Yeah, that makes sense, too. And I know that there's a reason. I mean, A, they do it for space. B, they don't know that, you know, some weird offshoot whatever plant isn't going to necessarily sell, except for maybe that one garden nerd. And no hate against garden nerds because we're garden nerds, but like it's just they don't know for sure. So
well, their supplier only makes so many. 99% of these garden centers are not starting these plants themselves. They are purchasing, and the truck rolls in, and hundreds of plants come off in trays, and that's how the world works.
Right, they're relying on their own supply as well.
But with these plant starts that are $6, $7, $8 a piece, they sell out every year. So somebody's buying them.
Right. And then the other thing is it's not going to take up any space or commitment in your home. It's almost where you're like, okay, I'm going to whatever day you decide that you're going to plant, go get these things or the day before or whatever.
You don't have to harden them off.
Right.
Hardening off is a process of acclimating the plant from an indoor environment to an outdoor over the course of up to a week. Most garden centers, if not all, are already done for you because they're outside. So you just grab, go, and plant, and you don't have to worry about any of these hardening off situations. So, it's always a backup. If the plant fails and you get early enough, and it's early enough, you can go buy another one.
Yeah. Absolutely. But you also want to keep in mind that you don't know necessarily how popular gardening might be in the spring again. And so things could sell out.
Oh, tomatoes always sell out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the poor little eggplants or some of the peppers that, you know, but tomatoes always sell out. And that, whether it's also knowledge too for both of these. Whether you're going to start your seeds or you're going to buy starts, you got to do a little research for what you're looking for. Cherry tomatoes, beefsteak, hot peppers, mild peppers. What is your intentions? Are you just growing to grow for fun and then give it away? Or are you intending to utilize this harvest for some specific purpose?
So here's my take.
Okay.
This is my advice. Before I met Joey, I never started seeds until I met Joey. And then we started a lot. We started them early accidentally, but whatever. That's neither here nor there.
Story for another day.
Story for another day. I would, if I knew, like, I love this particular vegetable or whatever, I would start that seed inside, especially if I had space for it. I would, if it was my first time starting seeds, I would start these seeds. I would just reuse something I have. I would find a window to put them in. I would rotate them, whatever. And then I would purchase whatever else.
Well, we have on our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, 10 years worth of videos, and that will transfer you over to our YouTube channel, where we have started seeds from the very beginning in party cups, in yogurt cups, to the transition over to more sophisticated, I guess would be the word, trays, root maker trays, and grow lights, with the evolution of our growing life, I guess, of plant starts. So you can go to the very early videos. We're very simplistic, very reusable, and as we attained the funds, we were able to work up to more longevity items in order to plant
grow.
Investment, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that being said, also, Walton's has a lot of things for you, waltonsinc.com. sponsor of the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show.
Yeah, canning, preserving, we know you care about that, your fruits and vegetables, but what about the meat? At Walton's, you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way. Walton's Inc. has everything you need to make any type of meat product. Meatgistics.com.
Turkey season's coming up if you are in that realm of hunting.
Meatgistics.com has information to educate people on the hows and whys of meat processing, as well as a community of almost 15,000 users who will help give their opinion and guidance on meat processing issues. If you want to find more information, that's meatgistics.com. If you go to waltonsinc.com, you can use code GROW50, that's GROW50, to save 10% off your orders of $50 or more.